It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, the public affairs manager for the City of Biloxi, and a man who will give us an insight of what's been happening rather excitingly here in Biloxi, and that is Mr. Vincent Creel. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, William Sackett. I'm glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We're recording this program at 10:37 in the morning on Thursday, March 2, and as always, my capable deputy, the public affairs specialist for the City of Biloxi, Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, is here this morning. Great Mardi Gras, didn't we?
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, we did. We had the Neptune Parade on Saturday. Tuesday, we had the Gulf Coast Carnival Association, a big turnout, good weather, so it was a very nice event.
We also want to express our sincere condolences to the family of the young man who died after a fall on Howard Avenue. We had a wonderful Mardi Gras celebration, and it was just so unfortunate that we had a tragedy like that occur. But we want them to know that they are in the thoughts and prayers of this community. William, we've got a lot of things to talk about today that's going on, but one of the big ones is we have some elections coming up here in Biloxi, and here to join us to speak about that is the municipal clerk of the City of Biloxi, Ms. Stacy Thacker. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Vincent. How are you?
Fine. Now, before we get into Mardi Gras, you are traditionally like the captain here at City Hall. You try to keep everything organized. How are these Gilliches doing with their second Mardi Gras?
They're doing wonderful. They have a large family, and we've learned to accommodate all of them, and they have a lot of family and friends, and I think everyone enjoyed the parades. Like Cecilia said, the weather was beautiful, so everyone showed up.
It was excellent, and we're going to talk to Kay Miller a little bit later about a little bit of Mardi Gras and what all the Main Street group is doing downtown. But Stacy, the elections are not coming up until May, I believe, but there's already been a beehive of activity.
Yes, the qualifying started in January. Tomorrow, March 3rd at 5 o'clock is the deadline for candidates to file their statement of intents, whether you're going to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent. Tomorrow is the deadline, so we've been busy getting that paperwork in and verifying candidates.
To explain to the public on how this process works, as I understand it, the first elections that are in May are actually party primaries.
Correct. They are a municipal election, but they are ran by the party primaries. So when you do go to vote, you will have to decide whether you want to vote Republican or Democrat, and then you go to that side and vote how you want.
We have many listeners who are not from Biloxi, but they tune in to find out what the beat and what's happening here. What positions are they running for? Is that established in this registration?
Yes, you have the mayor and then our 7 council member.
And right now, as I understand it, we have the contested races are in Ward 2 so far, and in, help me out here.
In Ward 4, and then Councilman Fayard in Ward 7 is not running, so we have that open in Ward 7, and we have 2 candidates qualified in Ward 7.
So right now there are 3 contested races that are going to be on the ballot. But the key thing to remember, though, is when you go vote in May, you're going to have to decide when you walk into that polling place, am I going to vote Democrat or Republican? And then when the general election comes up in June, you can vote for whoever you want, regardless of party affiliation. And that's also when the independent candidates will appear on the ballot. A couple of changes this year, huh?
Yeah, we had to move 2 of our polling places. If you voted at the Sanger Theater, you now will vote at our Martin Luther King Municipal Building, which is our community development building. And if you voted at the Business Technology Center, you will now vote at the A.J. Holloway Sports Complex. That's our 2 new polling places this year. Everything else stayed the same.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of that road, the AJ Sports Company. Wells Drive, I think, is what it's off of. Gee whiz, it would be nice if you would send maybe something to citizens so that they would know what ward they live in. What are you going to do in that respect?
We do have a voter information guide that we've put together and that has important dates for residents, and the ward map is included in there, and any other information, important phone numbers if you need to find out. And those, we hope, you should start receiving those Saturday and early next week.
We've got our friends at Knight Abbey Commercial Printing and Direct Mail, and they have assured us that 24,000 of those are going to start hitting on Saturday morning, and they will be arriving in homes. And so what do I do meanwhile if I've voted in Biloxi before, but I've moved, so now what does that mean?
Well, if you have voted but you have moved or changed your name, got married, divorced, or whatever, you need to go to the Harrison County Circuit Clerk's office, either in Gulfport or Biloxi, and make sure you get your address changed or your name changed. That way, when you go vote on Tuesday, then there's no controversy if you know, when you're voting. But you will not be denied to vote. If your name is not in the books, then you'll just vote by affidavit. And then it'll be verified later on that night.
And we maintain the integrity of a secret ballot, because when you vote by affidavit, it goes into a sealed envelope. And then later on, the two committees, that would be the Republican Executive Committee and the Democratic Executive Committee, they look to verify those ballots to make sure that those people actually live where they said they did, and they use a number of different sources that they can use to check that. They also come into play whenever somebody's deciding that they're going to run for office, don't they?
Yeah. Right now, like I said, tomorrow's the deadline for the candidates to qualify their statements of intent. And then after tomorrow, then we have to send the statements of intent to the two parties, whether you qualify as a Democrat or Republican, and they actually will verify and qualify you as a candidate. They will return those names to me, and then I will do up the ballots with their names on it.
So she's kind of like making sure everything is done, but it's up to those two parties to make sure. And what they do is, one of the key things is, you have to be a qualified or a registered voter to run in that ward. Those simple things that we have to go by. Stacy also has some key dates that people want to keep in mind for the upcoming election.
On Saturday, April 1st, from 8 to noon, our office here at City Hall will be open, because that will be the deadline to register to vote for the primary or the primary runoff. Also, on April 22nd, we'll be open from 8 to noon, and that will be the starting of the absentee voting. And then April 29th, Saturday, from 8 to noon, will be your last day for absentee voting for the primary or primary runoff. Of course, May 2nd will be the primary election. May 6th will be open from 8 to noon to register to vote. That will be your last chance to register to vote for the general election. And then May 6th and May 13th, again, will be open for absentee ballot voting if there is a runoff election. May 27th will be open from 8 to noon for absentee voting for the general election. And June 3rd from 8 to noon will be your last Saturday to vote by absentee for the general election. And the general election will occur June 6th, and the polls will be open from 7 to 7.
And those are a lot of dates, I know, but the great thing that Mrs. Thacker has done is she has put every bit of this on the city website, along with the voter maps and links to our helpful Harrison County Circuit Clerk, I want to say Gail Parker, Connie Ladner's office, and that's where you can see what the forms are for registering to vote, or just a wealth of information. This is one of your basic things as a citizen, isn't it?
Yes, it's very important to go out and register vote. I checked with Connie at her office, and as of right now, we have 24,242 registered voters, which is, not nearly what our population is. So, a lot of people fought for that right. So it's important for everybody to go register vote and use that.
I want to thank Stacy Thacker for being here with us this morning. She brings a wealth of experience to this position and how to run these elections, how to seat people for Mardi Gras. Just that depth of experience comes in handy when we approach these elections to make sure everything is done by the book, in addition to all of the other things she does at Municipal Clerk. What is your email address if anybody has to email you?
My email address is sthacker@biloxi.ms.us, @biloxi.ms.us, or you can call me at 228-435-6254, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
And if you want to know right now if you're registered to vote, I'll bet you know that number to the circuit clerk's office. I'm putting you on the spot now.
Yeah, you can call Connie Ladner's office in the circuit clerk's office at 228-865-4005. And the Biloxi number is 228-435-8233, if I'm not mistaken. But that's definitely, if you're not sure, if you are a registered voter, I would definitely call and try and confirm that before the May 2nd primary.
Yeah, get all that done now. Stacy, thank you for joining us this morning. Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, we've got another guest. What are we going to be talking about?
Yeah, we have somebody who's been very, very busy lately with Mardi Gras helping out, and an upcoming event that they have is the director of a Biloxi Main Street, Kay Miller.
Welcome. Hello. Thanks so much for having me today.
Tell me a little bit about what you were, like I said, you were busy for Mardi Gras. That was busy. You do a lot of things around the city for all of the events to help participate, help set up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we're the special event coordinators for the city of Biloxi, so anytime there's a special event, we're right in there to help out and do whatever we can. We are getting ready now to take off our Mardi Gras hat and put on our St. Patrick's Day hat, which is just right around the corner. It'll be a week from this Saturday will be our St. Patrick's Day parade, and we'll have fun all over again downtown Biloxi with another great parade.
And there's something else that's happening during that time as well that's coming up, and you have a promotion that's going on Facebook?
There is. This Friday is First Friday downtown Biloxi. It's March 3rd, and we started a Facebook promotion with a great weekend getaway for our St. Patrick's Day and Grilling on the Green Festival. So we're giving away a room for two at the Beau Rivage for Friday and Saturday night, March 10th and 11th, dinner for two at Mary Mahoney's, a VIP seating location for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and a great Grilling on the Green package so they can come and have some great barbecue and t-shirts. So far, we started this in February, about February 12th, to give away on March 3rd. We have 4,247 entries into the contest. So we're so excited that our post has gone viral and has gone, we have people from all over the country that have entered this contest. So I hope everybody will join us at 6 p.m. on Friday, March 3rd, during our First Friday in front of Mary Mahoney's. Go live on Facebook or come down to Mary Mahoney's and the First Friday event, and we're going to give this package away to some lucky person that entered the contest.
How many times can you enter, or is it just one entry?
Well, just one, we hope. I mean, that's what we're trying to, some people may sneak in there more than once, but just one is what we've asked everybody to do.
And how do they sign up? How do they enter for this? And when is the deadline?
The deadline is March 3rd. So Friday at 9 a.m. is the last time they can enter. And because we will have to go through all those entries to make sure that everyone that enters is entered. And they go to Main Street Biloxi's Facebook page to enter, to win, and like, share, and make a comment on our post, and they're entered to win. So that's for Grilling on the Green, which is going to be a Saturday, March 11th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The St. Patrick's Day Parade rolls around the Grilling on the Green contest. At 2 o'clock, we've got great live entertainment that we'll have, and some great barbecue. We'll be smelling up the whole downtown with some great barbecue and all these barbecue contestants. And so far, we've checked the weather 10 days out. The weather's going to be fabulous, so much better than last year.
That's awesome. And isn't there something else you're going to announce on Facebook tomorrow? Didn't you have a contest with Grilling on the Green?
Our Grilling on the Green poster contest, absolutely. She will actually be drawing the winner for our contest. We will announce who was the winner for our Grilling on the Green poster contest and reveal the T-shirts as well. Those will be ready so everybody can see who won and what the great T-shirts are going to be this year.
I thought you threw her there for a minute. It looked like I saw deer in the headlights for a minute. Now tell me, Kay, what if somebody wanted to join Main Street? What would they do, and why would they want to join?
Well, we are working very hard to revitalize the downtown Biloxi and bring people to downtown and show people how many great restaurants, businesses we have, and the great events we have downtown Biloxi, such as all the parades and everything. So to be able to become a member, it's very easy. Anybody can become a member. On our Main Street Biloxi website, we have applications, and anyone can be a member for just $50 a year, and that entry, that donation to Main Street also is deductible. We're a 501c3 now, and it helps Main Street do what we do and promote downtown and beautify the downtown and help bring businesses downtown.
What a lot of people may not realize is Main Street is a volunteer-driven organization, and you rely on an army of volunteers to help pull these things off.
We do. We will have about 100 or more volunteers Saturday for St. Patrick's Day helping us. So if you're interested in volunteering, please call us at 228-435-6339 or go to our Facebook page and comment, and we'll be glad to have all the volunteers that we can for Saturday.
Thank you for joining us this morning. And again, people need to get involved in Main Street so they know what's happening in their downtown area. Anything else?
Oh, come out Friday night for First Friday. It's downtown in the Rue Magnolia area from 5 to 8. Gallery 72 is having their 8th anniversary party, and I have 4 different entertainers throughout the downtown that are going to be performing live. So come out and check out First Friday.
All right. Speaking of downtown area, we want to remind people that even though the shucker season's still a little bit of ways, we have things going on right now over at MGM Park. On Friday night, March 3rd, you're going to see the Biloxi Indians baseball team. They're going to be hosting the D'Iberville Warriors. We let Stacy get away without asking her about that because she is a big D'Iberville supporter. That's at 7:05 on Friday. Then on Saturday, we have a doubleheader. We're going to see Meridian Community College facing Jefferson Davis Community College. That's going to be over at MGM Park. And then mark your calendars. Coming up on March 14th, Ole Miss is going, the Rebels Diamond Squad is going to be playing Nicholls State at MGM Park. You can go to the city's website. We have a link to the MGM Park website where you can buy tickets online. What am I forgetting? Anything else?
I don't think so. Just make sure, like you said, go to our as always, go to our city Facebook page, go to our city website, Wealth of Information. It even has a link to the Main Street website that you can go to from our, again, from the city's website. Just make sure you go there, biloxi.ms.us.
There's always something happening in Biloxi. So go to all the websites to find out and how to plan your week and weekend. You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.